Iran's next president has held his first news conference. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is a hardline conservative. Yesterday, he said he will continue the country's negotiations with the European Union over its contested nuclear program. And he said that Iran doesn't really need relations with the United States. Roxana Sabiri reports from Tehran.
Many Iranians are taking a wait-and-see attitude toward their country's president-elect. Those who voted for the defeated candidate, or didn't vote at all, are reacting cautiously to the first news conference of the future president. The headline in the reformist newspaper Etimad is "The Open Arms of the President-Elect." The article explains how Ahmadinejad says that he rejects extremism. The Tehran mayor and university professor is supported by many of Iran's hardline security forces. But speaking to hundreds of journalists yesterday, he tried to calm some Iranians' fears that he would crack down on recent increases in social and political freedoms. "Moderation will be the main policy of my government," he said. "There will be no place for extremism. Freedom is the spirit of the Islamic revolution. It's the biggest gift to the people." Another reformist newspaper, Sharq, explains that reformists who have held the presidency for the past 8 years neglected lower-income and rural people. It says that in turn, many voters were attracted to Ahmadinejad's promises of justice instead of the reformist candidate's promises of freedom. Ahmadinejad also said Iran will keep trying to prove it's not pursuing nuclear weapons, as Washington claims. And he repeated that Tehran's nuclear program is purely peaceful. "Based on the national interests of the Islamic Republic of Iran," he said, "we will continue negotiations about using peaceful nuclear energy. But trust and confidence building must be mutual." A hardline newspaper, the English-language Tehran Times, stressed Ahmadinejad's comments on U.S.-Iranian relations. The two countries have not had diplomatic ties since just after Iran's Islamic Revolution of 1979. Unlike his rival for the presidency last week, Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, Ahmadinejad has not voiced enthusiasm for improving U.S.-Iran relations. "Today our nation is on a path of progress and elevation and does not really need the United States on this path," he said. "We can work with any country in the world that does not show animosity to Iran." At the news conference, Ahmadinejad also tried to reassure investors in Iran's fledgling stock market. He said he would work to increase both foreign and domestic investment by reducing red tape. But many observers believe the only way to tell if he will act as a moderate or a hardliner will be to wait and see. And they point out the final word on all policies rests with the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. For NPR News, I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.